Ah, but she was the queer old skillshy anyhow, and a living at trinket homes. I'm sure he was the queer old one.
Stand here, you fucking bamboo, sir. Tell the sir.
Wollte der Bach sei ein Fluss, der Fluss sei ein Strom.
Oči da ne vidio. Lepo pozdravljeni v oddaji Oči, da ne vidijo. Dan današnji smo se namenili predstaviti precej neznan okrušek historičnih avantgard, to je realistični manifest. Da ne bomo ostali zgolj pri praznih označevalcih in puhlicah, se bomo preko zgodovine lotili njegove pomembnosti v svojem in današnjem času.
V letu 1920 sta brata Naum Gabo in Antoine Peuzner napisala ter podpisala tekst, ki v zgodovini umetnosti pomeni enega ključnih tekstov konstruktivizma. Pravzaprav je to najpomembnejši tekst te umetnostne smeri, ki se je rojevala na zametkih futurizma, kubizma in ostale avantgardne drhali. Vendar jih je nonšalantno zavrnila z ostrimi besedami in trdimi udarci.
Poslušalci boste manifest zvočno sprejeli, kakor ga je prebral njegov pisec Naum Gabo neznanega leta. Med prekinitvami pa vam bo servirana obilica povezav in dejstev, ki se vežejo na dotični tekst.
Above the tempest of our weekdays, across the ashes and cindered homes of the past, before the gate of the vacant future, we proclaim today to you, artists, painters, sculptors, musicians, actors, poets, to you people to whom art is no mere ground for conversation, but the source of real exaltation, our word and deed. The impasse into which art has come to you in the last 20 years must be broken. The growth of human knowledge, with its powerful penetration into the mysterious laws of the world, which started at the dawn of this century, the blossoming of a new culture and a new civilization, with their unprecedented in history surge for the masses towards the possession of the riches of nature, a surge which binds the people into one union, and last not least, the war and the revolution, these purifying torrents of the coming epoch have made us face the fact of new forms of life, already born and active. What does art carry into this unfolding epoch of human history? Does it possess the means necessary for the construction of a new great style? Or does it suppose that the new epoch may not have a new style? Or does it suppose that the new life can accept a new creation which is constructed on the foundation of the old? in spite of the demand of the Renaissance spirit of our time, art is still nourished by impressions, external appearances, and wanders helplessly back and forth from naturalism to symbolism, from romanticism to mysticism. The attempt of the cubist and the futurist to lift the visual arts from the bogs of the past have led only to new delusions. Cubism, having started with simplification of the representative technique, ended with its analysis and stuck there. The distracted world of the cubist, broke into shreds by their logical anarchy, cannot satisfy us who have already accomplished the revolution or who are already constructing and building up anew. One could heed with interest the experiments of the cubist, but one cannot follow them, being convinced that their experiments are being made on the surface of art and do not touch on the basis of it, seeing plainly that the end results amounts to the same old graphic, to the same old volume, and to the same decorative surface of the old.
Na tem mestu vam ne bomo predstavljali idej konstruktivizma na splošno, saj je sam manifest v svoji magični besednosti in intelektualni prodornosti dovolj poveden in obširen. Bomo pa zato besedilo na najpomembnejših točkah izvrgli iz konteksta in ga širše predstavili željnemu poslušalcu.
Realistični manifest že ob samem začetku prepozna kulturno krizo in obenem zavrže 20-letni trud avantgarde v umetnosti, kajpak zaradi skorajda že romantičnega vračanja k življenju, k njegovim izvirom, za svojo osnovo izbere boj proti abstraktnostim in vsem abstraktnim znakom. Zato ni čudno, da se najprej loti kubizma, ki kar cveti v abstraktnih razrezih.
S preprostimi dejstvi, očitamo poenostavitev reprezentativnega. v svoji želji po celovitosti dela nedoume, da to na dvodimenzionalnem platnu seveda ni mogoče.
Z enakim patosom se loti tudi futurizma in njegovih floskul. Pojme nacionalizma, patriotizma in gnusa do žensk zavrne kot izrabljene fraze in provincialne izreke, pojma hitrosti pa se loti na način, ki kaže odločilno skrb konstruktivistov, to je vračanje k življenju samem. Abstraktnim pojmom nove tehnike, hitrim lokomotivam in drugim brzečim vozilom nasproti postavi sončni žarek kot naravno in od začetka sveta obstoječo stvar. Ta v sebi skriva večjo moč, večjo pojmovnost samega označevalca hitrosti, kot pa tehnični izumi 20. stoletja.
Bodi to o kritiki nasprotujočih umetnostnih tokov dovolj.
One could not have hailed futurism in its time for the refreshing sweep of its announced revolution in art, for its devastating criticism of the past, as in no other way could one have assailed those artistic barricades of good taste. Powder was needed for that, and a lot of it. But one cannot construct a system of art on one revolutionary phrase alone. One had to examine futurism beneath its appearance to realize that one faced a very ordinary chatterer, a very agile and prevaricating guy clad in the tatters of worn-out words like patriotism, militarism, contempt for the female, and all the rest of such provincial tags. In the domain of purely pictorial problems, futurism has not gone further than the renewal of effort to fix on the canvas a purely optical reflex, which has already shown its bankruptcy with the Impressionists. It is obvious now to every one of us that by the simple graphic registration of a row of momentarily arrested movements, one cannot recreate movement itself. It makes one think of the pulse of a dead body. The pompous slogan of speed was played from the hands of the futurist as a great trump. We concede the sonority of that slogan, and we quite see how it can sweep the strongest of the provincials of their feet. But ask any futurist how does he imagine speed, and there will emerge a whole arsenal of frenzied automobiles, rattling railway depots, snarled wires, and clunk and noise and clang of a carouseling streets. There's one really need to convince them that all that is not necessary for speed and for its rhythms. Look at a ray of sun, the steelest of the steel forces. It speeds more than 300 kilometers in a second. Behold our starry firmament. Who hears it? And yet, what are our depots to those depots of the universe? What are our earthly trains to those hurrying trains of the galaxies? Indeed, the whole futurist noise about speed is too obvious an anecdote. And from the moment that futurism proclaimed that space and time are yesterday's dead, it sank into the obscurity of an empty abstractions.
Ne zamerite nam, kajti v tem trenutku se odpravljamo v prostor izven teksta, v družbeno dogajanje in kulturne navdihe tistih dni. V teh trenutkih manifest preraste v umetniško tvorbo, v vzneseno zagovarjanje ideje. Naše besede, direktno razlagajoče tekst, bi ga zgolj uničile in nasilno raztrgale njegov tok misli.
Avtor manifesta Naum Gabo se je po burnih letih v Zahodni Evropi, kjer se je dobro podučil o naukih Alberta Einsteina in Henrija Bergsona, v času revolucije vrnil v rodno Rusijo, tedaj imenovano že Sovjetska zveza. Klima tistih dni, predvsem Leninovo podpiranje avantgardne umetnosti, umetnosti proletariata, ki je kar žarela od zaničevanja buržujeve umetnosti, je sprožila nastanek Gute Masa. Za tem imenom se skriva državna umetniška in tehniška šola, ki je bila ustanovljena v Moskvi v letu gospodovem 1920. To so časi, v katerih so ljudje še verjeli v ideale sovjetske države in bili zategadal polni entuzijazma. Da, tako je imel tudi Gabo možnost izmenjave obilice idej, ki jih je pridobil bodisi sodelovanjem, bodisi z učenjem na slavni šoli Gute Mas.
Neither futurism nor cubism has brought us what our time has expected of them. Besides those two artistic schools, our recent past has had nothing of importance or deserving attention. But life does not wait, and the growth of generation does not stop, and we who go to relieve those who have passed into history, having in our hands the results of their experiments, with their mistakes and their achievements, after years of experience equal to centuries, we say, now no new artistic system will withstand the pressure of a growing new culture until the very foundation of art will be erected under the real laws of life. Until all artists will say with us, all is fiction, only life and its laws are authentic, and in life only the active is beautiful and wise and strong and right. For life does not know beauty as an aesthetic measure. Efficacious existence is the highest beauty. Life knows neither good nor bad nor justice as a measure of morals. Need is the highest and most just of all morals. Life does not know rationally abstracted truths as a measure of cognizance. Deed is the highest and surest of truths. Those are the laws of life. Can art withstand these laws if it is built on empty abstractions, on mirage, on fiction? We say, space and time are reborn to us today. Space and time are the only forms on which life is built, and hence art must be constructed. States, political and economic systems perish. Ideas crumble under the strain of ages, but life is strong and grows, and time goes on in its real continuity. Who will show us forms more efficacious than this? Who is the great one who will give us foundations stronger than this? Who is the genius who will tell us a legend more ravishing than the prosaic tale which is called life? The realization of our perceptions of the world in the form of space and time is the only aim of our pictorial and plastic art. In them we do not measure our works with a yardstick of beauty. We do not weigh them with pounds of tenderness and sentiments. The plumb line in our hand, eyes as precise as a ruler, in a spirit as taut as a compass, we construct our works as the universe constructs its own, as the engineer constructs its bridge, as the mathematician his formula of the orbits.
Skrivati, da je realistični manifest delo idealista. Želja tedanjih umetnikov je nadvladati malo meščansko vzdušje umetnosti buržoazije. Zaradi tega je nujna želja ruske avantgarde tistega časa, da želi umetnost predočiti vsem ljudem in jo ponesti v vse pore družbe. Seveda, stvar je utopična, ljudje so vopče malo meščani, muzeji ter galerije pa so jim daleč. Velik kup sovjetov, delavstvo, pa je prereven in zatopljen v svoje trdo in garaško delo. S
čimer so futuristi začeli. Z disanjem muzejev in galerij so ruski avantgardisti, poimenujmo jih sedaj kar konstruktivisti, nadaljevali. Umetnosti niso silili v glave ljudi, temveč so jim jo prinesli na pladnjo. Okraševali so mesta, delali skulpture in izredne arhitekture, a vse v želi, da bi bilo čim bližje ljudstvu. Konec koncev tudi manifest izreče slavne besede.
Umetnost mora biti prisotna v dneh dela in dneh počitka, doma in na poti, vse za voljo tega, da ogen v prsih človeku ne ugasne.
We know that everything has its own essential image. Chair, table, lamp, telephone, book, house, man. They are all entire worlds with their own rhythms and their own orbits. That is why we, in creating things, take away from them the labels of their owners. All accidental and local, leaving only the reality of the constant rhythms of the forces in them. Thence, in painting, we renounce color as a pictorial element. Color is the idealized optical surface of objects, an exterior and superficial impression of them. Color is accidental, and it has nothing in common with the innermost essence of a thing. We affirm that the tone of a substance, i.e., its light-absorbing material body, is its only pictorial reality. We renounce in a line its descriptive value. In real life, there are no descriptive lines. Description is an accidental trace of a man on a thing. It is not bound up with the essential life and constant structure of the body. Descriptiveness is an element of a graphic illustration and decoration. We affirm the line only as a direction of the static forces in their rhythms, in the object. We renounce volume as a pictorial and plastic form of space. One cannot measure space in volumes, as one cannot measure liquid in yards. Look at our space. What is it if not one continuous depth? We affirm depth as the only pictorial and plastic form of space. 4. We renounce in sculpture the mass as a sculptural element. It is known to every engineer that the static forces of a solid body and its material strength do not depend on the quantity of the mass. An example, a ray, a T-beam, etc. But you, sculptors, of all shades and directions, you still adhere to the age-old prejudice that you cannot free the volume of mass. Here in this exhibition, we take four planes and we construct with them the same volume as the 4 tons of mass. Thus we bring back to sculpture the line as a direction, and in it we affirm depth, as the one form of space. We renounce the thousand-year-old delusion in art that held that static rhythms as the only element of the plastic and pictorial arts. We affirm in these arts a new element, the kinetic rhythms, as the basic form of our perception of real time. These are the five fundamental principles of our work and our constructive technique. Today, we proclaim our word to you people in the squares and on the streets. We are placing our work, convinced that art must not remain a sanctuary for the idle, a consolation for the weary, and a justification for the lazy. Art should attend us everywhere that life flows and acts, at the bench, at the table, at work, at rest, at play, on working days and holidays, at home and on the road, in order that the flame to live should not extinguish in mankind.
Pojavita se dva argumenta, ki govorita proti umetnikom konstruktivistom. Prvi se veže na njihovo kvazi preroškost, njihovo idealistično razdeljevanje dobrega svetu, drugi pa na njihovo željo po osvoboditvi sveta abstraktnosti, ki pa v nekem oziru tudi sama postane abstraktnost, takoj ko se zapiše na papir in ko najde svojo pot med človeškimi nevroni.
Kvazi preroškost je težko dokazljiva, a enako težko jo je tudi zanikati. Zgolj eden je argument, ki kolektivizira umetnost tistega časa in to kvazi preroškost spremeni v ljudstvo, to je umetnost brez avtorja. Velika ideja renesanse, homo universale, poimenovan posameznik, ki dela za dobrobit človeštva, je anihiliran. Moja umetnost je tvoja umetnost, je naša umetnost. Ruski konstruktivisti se na svoja dela niso podpisovali in ravno tukaj je povratni catch. Dobre stvari morajo imeti v svetu kapitala lastnika. Če ga ni, se ga pa brž najde, kajti abstraktno umetniško delo mora imeti realnega lastnika. In konstruktivisti so težili k vsakdanjosti umetnosti. Prav tako, kot je Bauhaus oblikoval stole, na katerih sedite, in lučke ter mize, tako so delali na ruskem naši mojstri. V prvi četrtini 20. stoletja je bil veter očitno ugoden.
Na drugi argument pa pisec te oddaje ne more odgovoriti, saj lahko vsakdo ustvari svoje lastno mnenje o temi. Njegova filozofska veščina bi bila brž potlačena, njegove brhke besede bi bile strte in ustvarjeno bi bilo mnogo krika za prazen nič. No, kljub temu pa bo pisec izrekel naslednje misli. Realnost je svet okoli nas in v nekem trenutku, ko bivamo v različnih ravninah in živimo različne izkušnje sveta, se pred nas postavijo štiri dimenzije, tri prostorske in časovna. Kje drugje je realnost najbolj oprijemljiva in za naše čute najbolj očitna, kot pa v času prostoru. Prav tu pa so konstruktivisti vlekli svoje poteze in spreminjali svet. Dobesedno, v potu rok so kovali železo in orali zemljo.
We do not look for justification neither in the past nor in the future. Nobody can tell us what the future is and with what utensils does one eat it. Not to lie about the future is impossible, and one can lie about it at will. We assert that the shouts about the future are for us the same as the tears about the past, a renovated daydream of the romantics, a monkish delirium of the heavenly kingdom of the old attired in contemporary clothes. He who is busy with the morrow today is busy doing nothing, and he who tomorrow will bring us nothing of what he has done today is of no use for the future. Today is the deed. We will account for it tomorrow. The past we are leaving behind as a carrion. The future we leave to the fortune teller. We take the present day.
Konca oddaje seveda ne moremo dočakati druge kot v sedanjosti. V tej v malomeščanstvo ujeti svet kapitala, družbenega nasilja in kratenja svobode smo spustili delček ideala, delček občutka svobode, ki je svoje dni kot trda burja vel po zemlji. Vsekakor časi ontološke negotovosti, kot pravimo postmodernizem, ne dopuščajo nastanka velikih idej, velikih umetniških smeri, ki so neizpodbitno povezani z velikimi družbenimi premiki. Pravzaprav je zadnja trditev resnična tudi v oceni velikega odstotka sodobne umetnosti, mentaliteti teh ljudi, teh malomeščanskih umetnikov, teh v kapital ujetih iztegovalcev vratu, teh imenarjev. Naj ob zadnjem neologizmu še enkrat poudarim, da je bila stalna praksa ruskih konstruktivistov nepodpisovanje umetniških del, popolno poenotenje z ljudstvom in svetom.
Zdaj, Zdaj pa galerije in muzeji sprejemajo svoje protežeje v svoja polna naročja in jih hranijo, te pa jim servirajo že dolgo časa hladno umetnost. Mogoče bo v nekem trenutku, v trenutku, ko bo prišlo do množičnega pomora zaradi kakšne zlobne gripe, postala obče človeška vrednota medsebojnega odnosa bolj pomembna, kot je sedaj, in se bo lahko odražala tudi v umetnosti. Do tedaj pa bo svet še zmerom gnil v večni tranziciji v idealno državo kapitala, v kateri ni druge abstraktne ideje, kot sta denar in družbena veljava.
Andrej,
skonstruiral,
Tomažin,
misli,
tehniciral,
in,
videl,
Linč,
in,
je,
pa,
videl,
obenem,
slepila,
sva,
pa,
in,
vas,
Dragan,
Maco,
je,
in,
to,
konec.
She was the queer old skewsh anyhow, and Olivia trinket toes. I'm sure he was the queer old one.
Stand here, you fucking bramble, sir. Tell the person. I've got problems and I'm going to sing.
Wollte der Bach sei ein Fluss, der Fluss sei ein Strom.
Oči da ne vidijo.